The Daily Gospel for Saturday, the 19th of January, 2013. Saturday of the first week in Ordinary Time. Feast of the Church, Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. Saint of the Day, Saint Canutus, King of Denmark and Martyr. The Holy Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Saint Mark, chapter 2, verses 13 to 17. Jesus went out along the sea. All the crowd came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Some scribes, who were Pharisees, saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, and said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this, and said to them, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Commentary of the Day. St. Peter Chrysologus, Bishop of Ravenna, Doctor of the Church, Sermon 30. Why does your master eat with tax collectors and sinners? God is accused of bending down to man, of sitting next to the sinner, of being hungry for his conversion and thirsty for his return, of consenting to eat the food of compassion and drink from the cup of goodness. But Christ, my brethren, came to this meal. Life came amongst these guests that those who were going to die might live with him the same life as he. The resurrection reclined at this table that those who lay in death might rise from their tombs. Grace stooped down to raise sinners up to forgiveness. God came to man that man might attain to God. The judge came to the meal of the guilty to release humankind from the sentence of condemnation. The doctor came to the sick to restore their depleted strength by eating with them. The good shepherd bent down to carry the lost sheep back to salvation's fold. Luke 15:3. Why does your master eat with tax collectors and sinners? But who is the sinner if not the one who refuses to see himself as sinful? Isn't it to sink in one's sins and, if the truth be told, identify oneself with sin by not recognizing oneself to be a sinner? And who is unrighteous if not the one who thinks himself righteous? Come along, you Pharisee, confess your sin, and you will be able to come to Christ's table. Christ will become bread for your sake, the bread to be broken for the forgiveness of your sins. Christ will become drink for your sake, the drink that will be shed for the remission of your offenses. Come along, you Pharisee, share the meal of sinners that you may eat your meal with Christ. Acknowledge yourself a sinner, and Christ will eat with you. Go into the Lord's feast along with sinners, and you will be able to be a sinner no more. With the forgiveness of Christ, enter into the house of mercy.